This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio. Okay, I'm Kirsten Lindsay, and I have with me in the studio a group of students who've come all the way from South Australia. And I'm going to let you tell us what school you're from and who you are.
I'm Charlotte Buskin. Where are you from? Point Pierce and Maitland campus. We come here thanks to Daniel for organising it.
And you guys, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Luke Walker. I'm from Point Pierce. I attend Central York campus. And yeah, thanks Daniel for making it happen.
And what's your name?
I'm Frankie. And yeah, I'm from Central York School as well. Yeah, I'd just like to thank Daniel as well for organising everything.
What grade are you all in?
11.
Yeah, 11.
So you're in your senior. Yeah, so it's exciting. So do you want to talk a bit about the tour and, yeah, a bit about what you've been doing on this tour?
Today we've just been walking around and had a tour of the Crown Casino and just got talked to about different pathways and stuff that they, and jobs that they have in the casino and stuff like that.
Okay, and so what? And today you're here at SBS, and what else are you up to?
Well, later we're heading to Melbourne Storm, having a tour there around the headquarters, and then later just going back to our accommodation and having tea.
That's a big day, SBS and then Melbourne Storm. Wow, wow. Yeah, and so you're looking at employment pathways, and is there anyone here interested in media at all? Nope? All right. I was going to say, I don't blame you. It's hard. So what about, anyone got any ideas about what they'd like to do, or are you thinking about anything with your studies now that you might be able to follow up when you finish?
Not really. Well, I would like to see how far I get in footy, but if that doesn't work out, then hopefully do something around sport and fitness. And, yeah.
That's all right. So what else? What about you? Sorry, I've forgotten your name.
I'm Charlotte Buskin. I work at Point Pierce Community School.
Yeah.
I just enjoy doing that at the moment and being a mother.
Yeah. And what do you do at the community school?
I'm the Aboriginal worker and a childcare worker.
Yeah. So do you have students that have their babies at school?
No. It's up to years two, and they go to Maitland after when they're finished.
So do you want to introduce yourself and your role?
Yeah, my name's Daniel Richardson. I'm the head of campus of the Point Pierce School, and I work at Central York School, so Point Pierce School last year amalgamated with Maitland Area School, and I work at Point Pierce School, reception to two. We also have a group that comes in on Tuesdays trying to finish off their year 11 and 12, and I do some other work across at the Maitland campus, which is reception all the way up to year 12.
Okay, so is your school a school for First Nations kids?
Our school is at Point Pierce, which is Old Aboriginal Mission, and any kids can go to the school, but at the moment it's just all First Nations kids. My little girl's been there to kindy a couple of times.
So with the kids, like a lot of the kids now in their senior years are obviously looking, you know, at pathways. So what was the idea of, you know, you wanting them to come and have a look around in Melbourne?
The idea is just that they connect with some big industries, get some people that inspire them to sort of, you know, move along with their schooling. It's sort of halfway through the year at the moment, and they've really got to start thinking about the next steps for the future. And I know, like, the team, the Aboriginal sort of education team we have with, you know, Charlotte, Eddie and Chelsea as well, we really... and all the others that work at the Central York School, we really want to see the kids get through and do special things. And so we thought, you know, a good idea would be to set up a camp where they just get lots of opportunities to do really high-level, cool stuff and maybe think about what their next step is in life.
Yeah, and there's so many different pathways, you know, including, like, all the technology and that now. Like, kids are just so advanced when it comes to, you know, tech stuff or what's happening on social media, including, you know, everything that's going on around. Like, kids now can sort of pretty much get into anything.
They can, and they can do it from home or they can move. So there's, you know, there's lots of opportunities. But I guess sometimes when you live in a small place, you don't know what the opportunities are because you don't know what you don't know. So I thought we'd get out there and have a look, and hopefully, you know, it'll help some of the kids to really sort of get stuck into the next part of their schooling. We're heading off to, tomorrow we're going to AFL Sports Ready Traineeships to have a look through that, and then to Richmond Footy Club for a tour. And it's a big day tomorrow. After that we're going to Charcoal Lane Restaurant, have a look around there and taste some of the food, and then we're off to the Margaret Footy Show tomorrow night. So big day.
Your community, your conversation. NITV Radio.
So we're back on NITV Radio. I've got some young women in the studio here from the school. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
My name's Chelsea and I'm the coordinator of the SASTA program at the school. And the SASTA program's the South Australian Aboriginal Sports Training Academy. The whole program is set up on a premise of using sport as a vehicle to get the kids through school. And attendance is really important, as well as keeping up with their schoolwork. And this year our boys team got to play on Adelaide Oval because their attendance was so good and their bookwork, and won a few footy games down at the Power Cup. So, yeah, the program really sets these kids up for some amazing opportunities. And at Central York School we sort of base our program around being a family, because that's what our community is very centred around, being a family.
Yeah.
And that's why we put so much time and effort into having these experiences, because we just want to see the most for our kids and our family.
Yeah, and what about you girls? Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Talisha Buskin. I'm from Queen Piers as well. I go to Central York School.
Are you thinking about anything? Like, is there stuff that kind of inspires you along the way now?
Nah, there's too much out there to decide yet.
You think it's all good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what about your schoolwork? Is there anything you've sort of... Are you focusing on anything? Is there anything particular that you really like?
No.
Any subjects that you think, yeah, this is good for me?
Probably English, but that's about it.
Yep.
I hate maths.
I hear you. Yeah, so what about this week? Is just to have a bit of a look around. You're not ready to make any decisions?
Not yet.
Yeah. And what about, I'm kind of interested to talk to you while you're here. Like, you know, there's obviously a lot of pressure, in particularly in your senior years. I mean, you're talking about having a more of a cultural focus within your school and around family and keeping everyone in check with each other. Do you think that makes a big difference, particularly with sort of the pressures that we all have, particularly things now, even with social media or just having to keep up with everything with your schoolwork? Do you think it's a better way when you've got those sort of cultural values at school?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Tashara Rigney. I'm Nunjeti Ngurunga woman. I attend Central York School as, like, an adult coming back to school.
Yep.
Finishing my year 12. And, yeah, we're all pretty tight-knit group, so that makes it a lot easier to want to come in, because it can be a bit daunting coming back as an adult. So, yeah, the teachers and the workers and the students are really supportive of one another.
Yeah, so coming back, because I had to do the same thing, but I ended up going to night school and then I ended up going to a tertiary preparation school. So when you're ready, like, if for some kids it sounds good in theory to be able to go through high school, but then things happen or you take a different path. But to be able to go back and do it, it's sort of like that whole attitude of, well, you know, if you don't do well the first time, you can have another go.
Yeah, definitely. One of the youth workers, Corey, she's a really big support for a lot of the kids that are doing this program, as well as Mrs. Kosh and Mr. Richo, Daniel, he's, and Nanny Charlotte. They're really, they get on our backs, but in a good way. Like, they motivate us and push us to be the best that we can at what we're doing.
So is there anything that inspires you with your schoolwork that you're sort of looking at for the future?
I want to work in youth. I'm an older sister. Mm. I'm really heavily involved with my siblings and just a lot of the kids in the community. I think it would be really cool to make a career out of it.
Yeah, and with those experiences in your own family too, you can sort of take that.
Yeah, it's sort of just a role that I've taken on anyway. Yeah. So, it'd be really good to be able to give back in that way. Because I think around this time it's a bit of a struggle to have motivation. Sometimes you feel like life gets on top of you and you just need someone to help you out.
Do you find focusing on your schoolwork, when you've got stuff going on, focusing on your work is actually it gives you a space that you can just go and look after something for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Just recently I've completed three different types of certificate, just like week course kind of stuff. Had a lot going on at the time, and it just gave me a sense of accomplishment, like I've actually got something to show for it, yeah.
Are there any subjects that you never thought that you could do yourself, and then you sort of go back to do them again, and once you get your head around, you know, you sort of feel proud of yourself?
I never liked maths at all at school, but I had to do a bit of it in the course that I'm doing, and I actually did a really good job, and I was really proud of myself because it was just something that I always dreaded in high school. Yeah, ended up turning out better than I thought it was going
to. NITV Radio, on radio, online and mobile.
We are back. Okay, do you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Jamaica, and yeah, I go to Central York School, trying to finish off my year 12.
Yeah. My name's Ashton, and going back to school to finish off year 12.
Great. And so what's the plans? Finish year 12?
Just finish year 12. See what's out there, more work, try to get into work.
Did you finish year 11 and decide to go back to year 12, or had you already tried year 12?
No, I just like pretty much just dropped out at the end of year 11 and like took a year or two off of school because it just wasn't my thing, and then went back. And yeah, so I'm pretty much halfway through it at the moment, and I signed up for a like certificate through in community services as well to do youth work.
Are you glad you went back?
Yeah, got something.
What about you? Are you glad that you went back? Did you finish year 11 and have a break, or did you just go straight into year 12?
I just went straight into year 12 after year 11.
Yeah, and so is there anything that's inspired you just on your trip here that you're sort of thinking about, you know, regarding your pathway and when you finish school?
Yeah, this has actually been a real help too, because it's shown me more on what I could do in life.
Yeah, there's lots of big jobs out there and lots of opportunities, isn't there? Like, you can do anything now. Yeah, like there's people, like when you look at the amount of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they've got big roles, big responsibilities, and have got, fantastic career pathways. You know, it's quite inspiring to see the hard work that people are doing.
Yeah.
And do you play sport?
I did play sport, but I just got out of it for 1 year. I had a big break this year and want to get back into it, football, but planning on playing soccer. It's my favourite sport. I just like it more than football.
Yep. Great. And is there any other things that you get into at school? Like, are you into doing any cultural activities or any music, arts?
No, just for like my research project, I just go over to Point Pierce, like to the school, and I work with the younger kids, just teaching them some Naranga and that.
Yep.
But yeah, that's just for my research project.
So do you speak language other than English? That's something I didn't
ask. Naranga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything that you can say to us? A big hello to the audience out there?
Namani. That's just hello, everybody.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.